Hey guys, my name is Alexandra Rogers, and I'm here doing an audio recording on the article that Tony gave us for the critical thinking skills. This article is actually pretty interesting. It took me a couple tries to actually read it through and finally understand and get it, and I actually agree with everything that's in here. Basically, it's all about opinions, and opinions are what we believe to be the truth, and I agree with this. Formulating an opinion is one getting as many viewpoints as possible to seek out different views of the same evidence, and just getting all the information on one topic that you can just to be all around understanding of it. It's also making sure your opinion takes into consideration all the evidence. It doesn't disregard any part of the evidence. You have to think with the whole. If you disregard a part of it, you're not actually forming a full, solid opinion because you haven't taken into account every little bit possible. The third thing I see is you have to take responsibility for your opinions and be willing to change it if there's new evidence and willing to communicate about that change. I know for myself, I'm very opinionated, but I won't necessarily voice my opinion unless if I know it to be true for that topic, for that instance, and it's hard for me to change. I get embarrassed as well when I'm wrong, but if I find that I'm wrong, I need to change my point of view, my perspective on something in order to get an opinion that makes sense, that's valid, that someone will understand and is knowledgeable. I agree that people often don't see the evidence or the physical universe because they have their own fixed ideas on a topic. And most people are disgruntled if this doesn't agree with what they already think. And I know I found myself in that situation a few times, but you have to be able to change your opinion by new circumstances, new evidences, anything. Life is all about solving problems. And I agree, well, scientists are the same as regular people, but they are trained to look and observe more closely the aspect of the universe, and they do so by using their critical thinking skills. And you have to have these critical thinking skills in order to be able to form opinions, I think. Scientists are more successful people because they are trained in the posing and resolving of problems pertaining to survival. They just work with it and form competent opinions on relevant information that they find. Now, this criteria asks for a personal experience, and I've had personal experience with someone who didn't follow the definition of an opinion, which is all those things of finding as many viewpoints as possible and making sure your opinion takes consideration of all evidence and be responsible for it and change when found that your opinion is not correct. This person that I'm thinking of actually formed a fairly abrupt opinion on religion because I was having a discussion with him and he didn't know anything of a particular religion other than a comment that one of his friends had made, and he formed an opinion fairly quickly and was sticking to it. And even though I was trying to give him more evidence and more perspective of it, he was kind of disgruntled about it and so definitely did not follow the basic definition of opinion. I find this article, it was interesting and intriguing to figure out, and I do agree with the opinions, with the fact that, I mean, scientists are regular people, but they have these critical thinking skills that help them advance more, and if everybody had that, it would just be amazing to figure out what they would do in life. This article was very cool, and I appreciate that we got to read it. So, there you go. I hope you enjoyed my thoughts on it, and I'll see you guys later. Thanks. Bye.